I received an email from a person who was quite troubled with this aspect of spiritual awakening. And the thing was that, again, he experienced something divine, something life-changing. And now his perception of world has completely changed. So his interaction with his partner, with his wife, with his friends now is of a very different quality, and which sometimes creates a conflict within him. You see, what happens is that a glimpse into the absolute, it just breaks down all concepts. Whatever concepts you had in the past, they don't hold that much solidity, because everything was being filtered through an image and perceived through it. Now the perception is direct and clear. In other words, after spiritual awakening, what happens is the direct witnessing of what is. However, the awakening has happened, but still the body, when I say body, I include the mind as well in it, is still going through a transformation. It's still not fully accepted the immensity of this message. So in daily living, what happens is there is a time of conflict. And of course, I think I mentioned in one of my videos earlier also that this is a period of extreme emotional unrest. Sometimes there are overwhelming emotions. And especially in terms of relationship, this period becomes quite troublesome, because now you have seen something, you are completely on a different path. So you see others in a very different light. You want them to change. You want them to understand you. You want them to show you the love that you have seen. Because you realize the immensity of that love. And it can be very frustrating when you're not able to communicate that message to your friends, to your spouse, to your partner, to your parents. But you see, the thing is that we all have our own journey. Therefore, we cannot force our thinking on anybody. So we have to allow them, give them the space to go through their own ups and downs, and then experience it directly, rather than you trying to show something, which becomes doership. Because then you are interfering in God's work. To say that I am going to awaken you by doing this or that is interference in God's work. Because only God knows how you are to awaken, with what method you are to awaken, with what teaching you are to be awakened. And there is nothing special about the person who is awakened. In fact, the person is never awakened. The awakening is an impersonal happening. When you wake up in the morning, there's nothing special about you. You are the same. You were the same in dream. You were the same in deep sleep. In fact, in deep sleep, there was no you. And on waking up, you just wake up. That's it. However, for the ego, which is still undergoing this process of recognizing that nobody is the doer of their action and everything is happening, is still a bit shaky, turbulent, and it wants to tell people how it feels. You know, you're excited because you've felt that love. So you want to tell people that they are missing something. And sometimes it can be frustrating when you see those patterns in other people, their blind chase for material wealth, the never-ending anxiety and depression. You have been through all of that. You have seen that. You know how debilitating it is. You know that it is a trap of the mind, how mind goes circular and circular and keeps you trapped in that limited thinking. So you see that in the others and you want to save them. You want to help them. And I say that there is nothing wrong with that. By all means, give the message. But you have no power to awaken the other. All you can do is just give them the message. Once you have given the message, your job is finished. After that, it is up to the universe as to how deep that message goes within that human being. It is that person's individual destiny. The destinies are governed by the cosmic law over which you and me have no power at all. All we can do is accept the cosmic law. When there are natural disasters like tsunami, earthquake, so many people die. What do we say? We generally say, it's God will. It had to happen, so it happened. It is the law of nature. We cannot do anything about it. Of course, it feels bad to see loss of human life, to see people suffering. It feels bad. It feels hurt. But sometimes, when you take upon yourself to eliminate suffering in another human being, and you make it your job to do that, you end up suffering more. And you also create more suffering for the other person. Your own peace of mind, your own sanity, is your greatest gift to humanity. Be completely selfish. The problem is that we are never completely selfish. We are always partly selfish, and that creates problem. When you're completely selfish, that means you're completely attentive to this self, this entity which is trying to do things, to change things, to manipulate things. Then that self is seen as an image. And the limitations of that image is recognized. Similarly, in the other person, the same image is also seen and recognized. Therefore, just as I accept my limitations, I also accept limitations in the others. So when they do not agree with my views, when they do not see my spiritual outlook, when they do not experience the happiness that I experience, I do not create any ill feeling towards them. And I do not create any worry for myself. You can always talk to your partner, to your loved one, You can always share your experience with them, but don't expect them to understand it completely. Most probably they will, you know, just to make you happy, they will say that, yeah, they understand. But speaking from personal experience, I know it's not so simple to understand this. Now, you see, my wife, she's a home baker. And she makes lovely, artful cakes and pastries, which I hardly get. But sometimes I get it. But you see, she does not... I do not talk to her much about non-duality or Advaita, nor do I ever force her to listen to any teacher or to read any book. And that is the beauty. Neither I interfere in her work because I don't know anything about baking. I do help sometimes, you know, if some help is required. But I do not interfere in her work. I respect her stance on this, that she says that she's not into spirituality. But, you know, deep down I know all of us are spiritual. But we have our own ways. So I respect that. So I do not try to enforce a way on her. I do not say, no, you have to read this book. You have to come with me to this place. We have to visit this spiritual holy place. I never do that. And similarly, she does not question my motives. Why am I writing these books? What are my books about? So we don't have that kind of discussion about non-duality or philosophy. When I'm with you, my relationship with you is very different from what my relationship is with my children and my wife. And I respect everybody's decision. They respect my decision. And that is the way it works. If an awakening has to happen, if an understanding has to happen in any mind-body organism, that will be facilitated by the cosmic law, by the consciousness, not by the efforts of the individual. And this is the thing to understand. So I can understand your frustration when you say that now that you have awakened to a new paradigm, when you see people acting in unconscious manner, it feels irritating. It feels, it doesn't feel nice. And you want to do something about it. But you see, just as things happened to you through the will of God, the same things will happen to the other person, to the others, through the will of God. Of course, you can convey the message if they ask for it, not otherwise. You can convey what you can tell them what you think. But give them the space to explore their life without forcing your opinions on them. Especially, you know, in Indian culture, this happens a lot, that there are two married couples. Now, one person is spiritually inclined and the other person is completely materialistic. So, you know, there is a clash between these two personalities, and sometimes, you know, one partner will say, no, you have to come with me to the satsang and you have to listen to this teacher, that teacher, and you know, the other partner, they facilitate, they accommodate, and they say, okay, fine, we'll go and this and that. But again, you know, that causes a dent in relationships. So what is awakening? Awakening is the dissolution of the images. the images which are created by the sense of personal identification. And in that, there is complete acceptance for oneself and for the other, the way all of us are. And you see, this brings about a great transformation in relationships, because once you have recognized the pure essence or the being within yourself, automatically you start recognizing the same being in others. Of course, your choices change. You're going to lose out on some friends. You may lose out on some relationships. What is meant to happen will happen. And sometimes it can be heartbreaking. It can be painful, quite painful. When I received this understanding and there was this recognition, a lot of my relationships changed. A lot of friendships dissolved. Because they had served their purpose. And with this renewed understanding, I could not associate with the same group, with the same people. But you see, something wonderful happen. I started meeting new people. I started meeting people and I started getting so much love from them. I get so much love from you all. So many of you send me emails and you share such deep feelings and emotions with me, which I feel immense gratitude that, you know, this mind-body organism is be able to be of service. Otherwise, before this, in my corporate job, I was earning a lot more money. But the life was empty. Completely empty. Now I'm free from meaning and meaninglessness, because now I live in the moment. And living in the moment is what changes our relationship with others, because then there is no future projection of any fear on anybody. You are not worried about what will happen to them, where will they go, what will they do, how will they manage. You're not worried about these things because deep, deep down, you know that the power that has brought you to this place, to this awakening, the same power is going to bring a transformation to the other person without you trying to interfere. And that's the beauty of it. So if your partner is of different temperament, that can be a good thing, because you have two different things to explore. You can continue on your spiritual path and, you know, allow for the deliverance to happen, the deepening of spiritual understanding. And your partner can continue on their own journey and discover the truth through their own personal experience. What matters is not what the scriptures say or what the gurus say. What matters is what you have seen through your personal experience and what has stood the test of time. And then there is a peace which you experience. Peace which reflects in your daily living, in your daily actions. And that is what brings harmony.